Our two readings today talk about love. Love as we can know it through that relationship with God. I'm going to start with a very short four-line reading, which comes earlier in the book of Corinthians. And it says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." And that is spoken to each one of us. We are unable to conceive of what God wants to give to us and what he's prepared for us. And are we prepared to receive from him? The 1 Corinthians reading talks of love. The reading from Matthew talks about love your enemies. And I could start at that point and speak on those, but I'm not going to. The point I'm going to start at is far before that, because if we haven't got a relationship with God, then we can't love our enemies. We can't love our neighbours. And actually, we can't love each other as God intended. Does God ever speak to you? Have you heard him speak to you? Have you felt him speak to you through the Holy Spirit? A feeling, a word, a sentence that we sense is being given to us as an individual. Sometimes it can be a word of testing. Sometimes it could be the Holy Spirit giving us a word for somebody else. And that's even more difficult, because we ask, is God actually speaking to me? Is that what he's saying? But when you are asked to pass something on to somebody else, then we start thinking, well, what if I've got it wrong? What are they going to think? Or perhaps you get frustrated because you think God never speaks to you. So if we do think the Holy Spirit is communicating something to us, how do we react? How do we respond? How can we even be sure of where it's coming from? In our lives, different days hold special meanings for us as Christians. And I'm talking about personally here. I'm not talking of Christmas Day we celebrate on the 25th of December and Easter we celebrate. I'm talking about special days when God has communicated something to you. Is there anybody here who has a special day that they remember? I'll put my hand up first. Two at the back. Another one. A few more. Be brave. You're only putting your hand up and recognizing actually God communicating with you. Yes. Does Sunday, the 4th of November, 2018, mean anything to anybody here? Thank you. It probably doesn't to 99.9% of you. But for Janet and myself, that is a very important date. It was our first Sunday here at St. Nicholas. So it's virtually a year ago. So how did we come to be here? Why would we travel from Porchester to come into this place? We felt God was calling us here. We'd been here a few weeks before for a day course, and we felt we were being called back. And we came in on that first Sunday, and we experienced the love that there is amongst you in this place. We experienced the love of God that was shared with us, that each of you welcoming us in to be a part of what you have here, to be a part of moving forward in God's power, to serve him, to do his will. So often we don't expect God to speak to us, and yet we want to hear from him. We want to serve him. But we are only expecting to hear a direct, specific, very clear word. We're actually talking of here a God that today speaks to us not only through the Bible, but both individually and corporately via the Holy Spirit in so many different ways. I've just finished reading a book which John and Fleur lent to us, and they brought it back from New Wine in the summer. It's called Miracle Work, and it's by Jordan Seng. And he was one of the guest speakers at the conference there. And in it, he shares his experiences of supernatural ministries which should ultimately become part of our day-to-day ministry. And he also gives background information in relation to such ministries. And in reading that book, it actually helped me understand something that I experienced many years ago when I was certain that God spoke to me. But I thought, why would he do it in that way for that situation? And what I want to share here is the fact that God doesn't only share the spiritual things with us. If we pray to God and we ask for healing, or we bring before him a specific situation, then we're asking for some sort of answer, for him to help us. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a spiritual situation that we're praying about. And I'm going to give you four examples from my life, which are very, very personal, but I hope they will encourage you, and they are totally different ways in which God has answered. When I was about 15, I was very much into football, and I used to go to St. Albans Church, and I was part of the choir then at that time. And we used to play football against other churches, and we had this match coming up against the local nautical training corps, the youngsters. And I was told, sorry, we've got to have an age limit. And so most of theirs are youngsters, younger. So I was too old to play. So I was quite disappointed. And on the Saturday afternoon when the match was going to take place, it's just down the bottom of our road at St. Albans School, it was going to happen. And I was in my room, and I felt the Lord say to me, pick up your football boots and go down there. And I thought, well, that's daft, no. And I didn't. What I did do was, when they would have been about to start the second half, I walked down the road to watch the match. And They said, oh, you could have played after all if you'd been here at the start. On the opposing team, the chap who was playing in goal for them was about 16 years old. And he was playing in goal, and he was about 6 foot tall. They said, oh, you could have played. And I didn't respond. And I felt that, where did that come from? I'm sure that did come from God, that he was saying, yes, be a part of this. You can take part. Because the thing is, if we don't listen and expect to hear God's voice, then we're not going to, and we're going to miss so much. So that was one example. That has always confused me until I read that book recently, all these years after. 15 then, I'm 68 now, it's taken a lifetime. But in the examples that he gives in his book, I can see God did speak to me that day. Another one, which is another totally different way. We started going back to church in 1983. In 1985, Janet and I went on holiday to the Lake District. And in those days, we were involved with the junior church. And when we were travelling round in the coach, we were the youngest ones on the coach tour, and I felt the Lord was giving me some words. And I wrote them down, and I then felt he was giving me a tune. When I was younger, as I said, I was in the choir at St. Albans, and that was how my Christianity began. The Psalms for me held so much meaning, and the hymns as well. And this set of words and the tune, the Lord gave me, and he spoke to me in that way. I won't sing it now. I'll tell you the words. Life is love, therefore live it each day. Life is love, therefore give it away. Give it to all, that they may see the Lord shine forth through you and me. And we used to go to a Sunday evening prayer and praise. The problem was, I felt that I had to share that there and sing the verse. Because the thing was, it wasn't that straightforward. There was another verse, and I would only get the second verse if I sang the first one. So I sang the first verse this particular week. And during the second week, yes, I got the second verse. So I'll just go through the first and the second. Life is love, therefore live it each day. Life is love, therefore give it away. Give it to all, that they may see the Lord shine forth through you and me. And the second verse. Here we stand in a world full of sin. Turn to Christ. Let the new life begin. Blossoming forth for all to see. The Lord and his love in you and me. So two totally different ways in which the Lord had spoken to me and called me to do something. But sometimes he gives us a word or asks us to do something for somebody else. It was about 10 years ago, Janet and I were indoors on a Saturday afternoon, and I was in the front room. She was out in the kitchen. She was doing some cooking. And she walked into the front room and she said, if you could have a car, what car would you have? Now, I don't know why she came in and said that. And normally your reaction would be, why are you asking that? Anyway, I just said to her, a Skoda Fabia Estate. And she said, what colour? I said, black. And off she went back out the kitchen. And it was ridiculous. We didn't think anything more about that. I didn't ask her why she'd asked me. And she didn't say anything either. Anyway, it was the Tuesday or Wednesday that week I was at work. And somebody came into the office and they said, the Lord told me you need a new car. And it gave me an envelope. And I opened it up and inside was a cheque for £5,000. Now, the thing is, that comes as a bit of a shock, doesn't it? If that person hadn't have responded, or they thought, no, God's not telling me that, that car is the car we've still got now, over 10 years later. So, great. I know nothing about cars, so I've got to go and find a new car. And you think, oh, am I going to be ripped off here? And what we did, we went to the garage where the car was usually serviced. And we walked along and there were all these cars there. And there was one and the Skoda badge was a different colour. It was blue and not green. And it sort of drew your attention to it. And we went over and had a look. And guess what? It was a Skoda Fabia Estate and it was black. And what was the price? It was £4,999 because garages wouldn't say it was £5,000. God moves. Our car that we had at that particular time was coming to the end of its life. And we were prepared, yep, fine. That will just mean we haven't got transport. But God provided. And then the other one that I mentioned about coming here a year ago. Why would we come here? Why would we travel this distance? Why wouldn't we go to a church nearer? We'd been at our previous church for 35 years. But this is the next stage that God is moving us onto. A couple of weeks, we'd come along here for a couple of weeks and we hadn't said to anybody where we were going. A couple of weeks after we started coming here, someone said to us, who we knew from elsewhere, they said, oh, have you thought about going to St. Nicholas? So we said, yes, we've been going there the last 2 weeks. So, God is interested in our day-to-day aspects of our lives, and not just the spiritual aspects. God loves us. He speaks to us through the Bible. And at this time, in the life of this church, it is vital that we hear what he is saying. It is vital that we are actually aware of the different ways in which he speaks to us. Now, the thing is, our readings talk of love and also love our neighbours. And you might think we're a million miles from that in what I've shared. But we aren't, because the key thing is relationship. And it is only through our relationship with God that we can truly understand God's love for us. And it is only when God's love is imparted to us that we can share that with each other. with those that we don't get on with. Perhaps we don't class anybody as a real enemy, but there are those people in our lives that we find difficult. And God calls us to reach out to them. So our reading of 1 Corinthians 13, which talks of that love, I want to put it to you in a different way. If God is love, and he wants our lives to be filled with love, then can we take that reading and say, I am patient. I am kind. I do not envy. I do not boast. I am not proud. I am not rude. I am not self-seeking. I am not easily angered. I keep no record of wrong. I do not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. I always protect, always trust, always hope, always persevere. Because love never fails. We are meant to be God's love here on earth. So I would ask you to have a look at that 1 Corinthians 13 passage. But before you do, read the second half of 1 Corinthians 12, because it's very important. That is where we are in our vision, our identity, our purpose for the future, where God is taking us, because it talks about us being part of the body of Christ. It says, for you are the body of Christ, and every one of you is a part of it. So read from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, through and 1 Corinthians 13. And then, when we have that relationship with our Heavenly Father, we will be able to love each other, love our neighbours, and love those we would consider our enemies. Let us just pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, we thank you that with you all things are possible. That with you the impossible becomes the day to day. We thank you for your love through Jesus Christ, your Son, that he died and rose again, that we might know eternal life, that we might know you. We thank you for his ultimate sacrifice. And we pray that you would fill our hearts, that you will fill our lives with your Holy Spirit. You would guide and lead us forward, that we may truly be your servants every day of our lives. These things we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.